Hi everyone, my name is Alex and I'm a biology student. I'm here today to share my experiences from a recent week-long field trip I undertook with my university classmates. We travelled up to a stunning nature reserve in the Yorkshire Dales to conduct some hands-on research. When we were given the itinerary, I naturally assumed we would be staying in a modern youth hostel, or perhaps some basic log cabins. But to my pleasant surprise, our actual accommodation for the week turned out to be a massive converted farmhouse. It was wonderfully cosy after a long day outdoors. Shortly after unpacking, the centre manager gathered us for an introductory lecture. Given the diverse wildlife, I fully expected the talk to centre on the rare bird species in the area. However, the presentation primarily focused on the plant life, explaining how the flora has adapted to the harsh moorland conditions. It provided crucial context for the week. The next morning, we gathered in the equipment room. I'd remembered my heavy hiking boots, but I was frustrated to realize I'd left my GPS device sitting on my bed at home. Fortunately, my tutor was very understanding and lent me a compass to help me navigate the terrain safely. We then had to choose the main focus for our research projects. Many classmates decided to study water pollution, as the centre had excellent testing equipment. I briefly debated looking into soil erosion, but I ultimately decided to focus my research on insect populations. I felt it would be highly rewarding to be out identifying different species taking refuge under the rocks. Of course, working outdoors means battling unpredictable weather. On our second afternoon, a severe storm rolled in. I managed to quickly throw on my waterproof jacket, but a sudden, violent gust of wind caught my sketchbook, snatching it right out of my hands. I watched in horror as it blew straight into a muddy stream and was completely ruined. Because of that, I had to alter my plans. I had originally intended to gather my data on the edge of the pine forest. However, because that area was far too exposed to the wind, I carefully hiked down into a steep valley to conduct my measurements instead. It turned out to be a brilliant sheltered spot. That evening we huddled in the laboratory to process our findings. I thought my strong background in maths would give me a significant advantage when calculating the statistics. As it turned out, having a solid grasp of computer skills was what really saved me when formatting the complex spreadsheets and graphs. On our final morning, we were required to present our findings. Naturally, nobody wanted to speak first. Our tutor joked about making us go in alphabetical order, but he ultimately decided we would present according to our height, starting with the shortest student. Luckily, I'm quite tall. The presentations were surprisingly fascinating. Someone gave a detailed talk about building traditional dry stone walls. But my absolute favourite was a brilliant presentation focusing on renewable energy and its potential impact on isolated rural communities. It completely changed my perspective on the landscape. Before getting on the coach to head home, we decided to buy a thank you present for the field centre staff. We briefly considered picking up some luxury chocolate from the village shop, but we eventually decided to purchase some local honey instead. When we handed it over as a token of appreciation, the staff seemed genuinely thrilled. All in all, it was a fantastic trip.